Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. 2018 is in the books and 2019 has almost finished one quarter. How is our economy looking? Here to help us with that topic today is Joey Von Nessen with the Division of Research at the Moore School of Business at the University of South Carolina. Joey teaches economics and researches all of the economic statistics for our state. Welcome back to the studio.
Thank you, Mike. Always good to be with you.
So 2018 is indeed in the books. You have all the numbers you need now from last year?
Yes, we have all the data from 2018, so we can look back and assess where we are and where we think we're headed in 2019.
And how is 2019 feeling for you so far?
Well, so far, I think a good analogy that I've seen used by a couple of J.P. Morgan economists is apt to describe where we are, and that is a decaffeinated economy, meaning that in 2018, we came off a very good year, but a large part of the growth that we saw last year was due to the tax cut package, which boosted private investment and consumer spending. Some of that has stayed in place, but we have seen a bit of a tapering off of growth down to 2.6%, which we saw in the fourth quarter of 2018, down from 4.2% in the second quarter. So looking ahead to 2019, we're taking some of that momentum with us, but we're anticipating growth that's going to be a bit weaker than we saw in 2018 at this point.
So the effects of that energy drink are wearing off.
Exactly. And that begs the question, what's going to drive our growth in 2019? And the answer, I think, is the strong labor market that we've seen. We currently have in the United States one of the healthiest labor markets that we've seen in many years. We've now gone over 2 years with unemployment below 4.5%. And that sustained period of low unemployment is what really drives wage growth up, which exceeded 3% for the first time in 2018. So that's likely to continue for 2019.
So the tight labor market has finally started to reflect itself in wage growth?
Exactly. If you're a worker right now, things are looking pretty good.
Anything for 2019 that concerns you?
We do have a handful of headwinds that we're looking at. The ongoing negotiations with respect to tariffs with the U.S. and China. The other uncertainty that we were looking at, which has tapered off a bit, is the threat of rising interest rates. So the Federal Reserve has explicitly said that they're going to stay more on the sidelines in 2019 while we wait to see if more rate hikes are necessary. That's going to be good news, especially for the housing market that tapered off in 2018. And then as we look ahead, if we see some positive outcomes with the negotiations with China, that could mean positive news for South Carolina's automotive sector.
You mentioned tariffs and you mentioned the housing industry, and the one word you haven't mentioned yet is inflation. But we have seen some of that in the housing industry because of tariffs more locally in North America, right?
That's right. So inflation has picked up a bit, and that's why we saw more aggressive interest rate hikes in 2018. So we saw four hikes there. But because economic growth looks like it's tapering off a bit in the U.S., also because global growth has tapered off a bit, particularly in the Eurozone and the European countries, that has led the Federal Reserve to anticipate that inflation may back off a bit in 2019 simply because we're not likely to see the growth rates that we saw in 2018. So I don't know that that will be as much of a concern this year. But again, it's a wait and see approach.
And sometimes here in South Carolina, we see things going in a different direction from the national economy. Anything specific that you'd like to mention regarding our state?
We're looking to see continued gains to be made in leisure and hospitality because of these lingering effects from the tax cut, as well as the strong labor market. Strong wage growth really helps South Carolina, particularly in the coastal regions. And then, of course, manufacturing. The automotive tariffs, how is that going to get resolved? That's certainly going to affect us here, particularly if we look at the upstate market, where the automotive cluster is most concentrated.
And we've had an analyst recently point out Volvo's new facility down in the Lowcountry is owned by a Chinese company, and the tariff situation is keeping them from exporting cars back to China.
Exactly. And I think that's the real long-run threat to not getting a positive outcome from these negotiations with China. And that is that if you look at the automotive companies, including Volvo in South Carolina, one of the things that it does is it encourages them to shift their production to Chinese and other Asian markets outside of the U.S., which means that we won't get the growth here that we are currently anticipating and currently seeing. So I think long run, that's really the biggest threat to South Carolina if we don't get a positive resolution to the tariff situation.
Well, Joey, thanks so much for stopping by the studio.
Thank you, Mike. Always good to see you.
Joey Von Nessen is with the Division of Research at the Moore School of Business at the University of South Carolina in Columbia. We will have a link to his office posted at our webpage so you can keep up with what he's doing. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.